You're tuned to KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm Mike Rood, your host for this segment, and I have in the studio with me the Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, Mary Mellick, and Jane Newmiller-Bustad, who is the Director of Helping Kids Succeed, a program that is run through United Way of Hastings. I'd like to welcome both of you to the studio today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You are very welcome. In a previous segment, we talked a little bit about the mental health seminar that United Way of Hastings is planning for February 22nd through the 26th. And we went through some of the aspects of the webinar. It's going to go an hour a day, Monday through Friday.
Yes.
And for this segment, we have a special guest with us on the phone. I would like to welcome the manager of school-based therapy for Canvas Health, Carolyn Felty. Carolyn, how are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you here. And we brought you on today because we understand that Thursday is going to be your day, and we wanted to go over a little bit of the information that you're going to be presenting and what we can look forward to when we meet you.
Sure, great. I appreciate you having me. Just a little background about myself. I am the manager, like you said, of school-based therapy at Canvas Health, and we actually have therapists in all of the Hastings schools. So we have somebody who can meet with kids. We're really trying to break down barriers and increase access to mental health in Hastings and across the metro. So because of that, I was connected with Jane, and I've been learning so much more about her program. I'm really excited. So we agreed to do a presentation on Thursday. And my topic is the impact of COVID on mental health and how to address it.
So that, what's like a 5-minute presentation then?
Yeah, it's going to be really easy, I think. Super straightforward.
I'm sorry. That topic deserves much more gravity than I just gave it, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, and I think that part of the thing that really drew me to this topic, besides the fact that it's affecting all of us, mm-hmm. is that we are really, at Canvas Health, are really in a unique position because we have the perspective of sort of how students are doing with their mental health in schools, both before and now during the pandemic. Also, how hard the teachers and the staff are just working to support kids in this crazy, mixed-up time that we have. And then as parents, me personally as a parent, I have kind of firsthand experience of how stressful this is and how to juggle work and distance learning and screen time and, right?
Yes.
We're hopeful that we can really come up with some concrete things for parents to take away on Thursday of not only how hard it is, we will talk about that, but then also what we can do to take care of ourselves and build mm-hmm. up our support webs for us as parents and for the kids.
And there are a lot of resources out there. There are other ones developing. Everything's coming online to help people manage the stress and the anxiety and just moving through this period in our history. What's from where you're sitting, Carolyn, what is a good way to determine if a resource is viable or not? I'm not sure if that's even mm-hmm. in your wheelhouse, but can you speak to that at all?
Yes. I mean, I think you can do some research to figure out if the organization or the person putting it on is a professional and has experience in the area. But then also, I think that every family is different. You know, we've been offering school-based therapy through Canvas Health virtually, but sometimes virtual therapy just doesn't work for kids and families. Sometimes mm-hmm. that's not what helps little people learn about their feelings and regulating. So, you know, we also have been doing in person when appropriate, when safe. And I think things like that, figuring out if it matches your family's needs is important because a resource can be really good for one family and not be the right match for somebody else.
Sure. And as you've been dealing with families through this pandemic and all the things that go with it, are you seeing a lot of good results? Are you seeing a lot of people still kind of needing to continue on, or How is that all working out for you so far?
Yeah, I think that it's really been across the board. You know, this pandemic is affecting us all, but it's affecting us all differently. So some kids and families are doing really well. Some kids like distance learning better, and it's easier for them to focus and get their stuff done. Mm-hmm. Other families, it's been a bigger challenge for a whole bunch of different reasons. So I think that the good news is we all have a lot of resiliency. I'm hopeful that this week of trainings can kind of build on that Hastings community that Hastings really has of supporting each other. And, you know, we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And once again, this seminar for you will be on Thursday the 25th, then, I'm guessing, right?
Yes.
That's correct.
And it'll be on... They're doing it. I lost a word there. I'm sorry.
Virtually.
Virtually. That's the word I like. Yes.
And it'll be offered complimentary. So this is something that United Way of Hastings has dedicated its resources towards, thanks to the generosity of our community. And so we want to make sure that people feel as if, you know, you don't have to sign up and pay something for this webinar series. And then, like Jane had mentioned before, if you can't make it during a specific day, there will be a recording later that you can...
An archive kind of like,
yep, yes. That you can listen to.
Carolyn, are you taking questions from participants during this? Is there any way that they might be able to get a question to you if you have one?
Yes, we will be taking questions. There's going to be, I think we're saving 15 minutes at least, even longer, if people have questions at the end for that. So we're hoping for lots of engagement and...
Did I lose you? Are you still there?
Oh, sorry, I'm here. Yeah, we're hoping for lots of engagement from everybody and hoping that it can really meet the needs of the community.
Yeah.
All right. And then, Jane, go over a little bit again some of the other features of the webinar, some of the broader overview of what's going to be going on.
Yeah, we really wanted to make sure it was strengths-based. And that each session would have tips, ideas, strategies, resources for people. We will have an updated resource section on our website. So all the speakers, the resources that they bring will be available to everybody long after the webinars are over. Mm-hmm. But really on Monday, we want to talk about how webs of support support mental health. Tuesday, the focus will be on kind of defining, taking a look at that whole big umbrella of what is mental health and how do we strengthen the mental health that we have, because as you've noted, we all have it. But then how does someone sort of identify if they're on a little bit more of a continuum towards mental illness? What would you do if you are concerned about that? Wednesday, we'll talk a lot about you know, the resources that are available, how to get help, what happens when you make that phone call, particularly if it's a crisis-oriented phone call. We have Dakota County Crisis Response will be with us talking about that. Thursday,
Our good friend Carolyn
is going to talk about the impact of COVID-19 on our mental health and the other things that are happening. And then on Friday, we'll circle back around to Webs of Support with Derek Peterson and talk about how to kind of reframe our stories that we tell ourselves and we tell other people about our web and about ourselves as a way of helping us strengthen our mental health.
All right. I would like to thank Carolyn for her participation. And is there anything else at this point that you would like us to know, Carolyn?
I don't think so. Thanks so much for having us. We just really enjoy being part of the Hastings School community, and we're excited about this webinar.
I'm sure you will do very well. It sounds like a good topic, and you've got a good command of it. And I would like to thank you for your time. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too. Right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was great to have Carolyn join us.
Yes, and she sounds like it's going to be a good segment. She's going to have a lot of great information.
Yep.
And once again, if you can't make it that Thursday, there is the archive. What I'd like to do at this point is kind of move on. We've talked very extensively about the webinar, which is important. People, please attend.
Even if you don't, and register.
Register and attend. Even if you don't think that you need it, you do. I plan on sitting in on a couple of them. Yeah. I'll get a registration in a little bit later.
And they're all free.
It's all free.
And there'll be takeaways from each session.
Yep.
You know, how many times have we sat in on something where, okay, this all sounds really good, but how practical is it that I can leave here today and then put it in place? So there'll be some of those tools that everybody should be able to take away something from each session.
Yes.
Yep. I'm going to even recommend this for my wife, who works with a counseling service up in Woodbury.
Absolutely.
She works with children, and she's always looking for resources right along the lines that you're dealing with here.
Yeah, please pass this along.
It's for Hastings, the residents of Hastings, but anybody is welcome to attend.
Right. Well, yeah, because there's no registration fee.
That's true.
What I'd like to kind of move on to at this point is another thing that you've mentioned to me that you have to deal with right now, and it has to do with how many hundreds of thousands of light bulbs?
2,880. I counted.
It's very bright at United Way of Hastings.
All right, tell me this story.
Well, you know, you never know when people are going to provide in-kind donations, and organizations also provide in-kind donations. So we received an in-kind donation of a pallet of LED light bulbs donated by Xcel Energy and the other
company.
They worked
with Greenlight, a company called Greenlight to pull this together.
And they reached out to United Ways across the United States, and we were one of them. And so we said, yeah, we can provide light bulbs to people in our community.
We'll take a pallet.
Let's take that pallet. This was back in December, right, Jane?
Yeah.
It all sounded great because we wanted to start out 2021 on a light note.
Oh, yes.
So what's the process now? Is it just one pallet and
if there's
2,800 bulbs, that's not a small pallet.
That's correct. Luckily, they were not heavy. I unloaded all of them.
Yes.
Well,
for some reason, light
bulbs
weren't available to unload the pallet that day.
And they're light bulbs, so.
They are. So each box is full of a 4-pack of 60-watt LED bulbs.
Okay.
And what we're inviting people to do is during our office hours just to come down and pick up a pack.
All right.
We'll also have a flyer on the webinars, which we'd love to give to them.
Sure.
But, the bulbs are free.
They're showcased in our windows, and you know, you can come take a look at them if you'd like to.
Do they blink?
There are some other lights in our windows too. Those are not free. Those are what Jane put up.
Part of the downtown business owners'
right.
desire to light up the winter.
Yes, and we want to light up this month because it's a month of love. And with us being the heart of Hastings, United Way of Hastings.
Nice tie-in. Nice tie-in. That's great.
We want to participate in the Downtown Business Association's showcase of our businesses during this month and special deals that they have going on to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one way that we can do that is just a small contribution from a small nonprofit in the community. But it can really help others. I went home, I told my husband about it, and he said, you need to bring home some of those light bulbs. He takes care of the light bulb situation at our house. So I don't know if anybody's gone out and bought LED light bulbs lately, but they're a little bit spendy.
They can be, yeah.
So these are, you know, one way to help you out.
One of the marketing pieces that came with the bulbs pointed out that if you use the 4 bulbs in the pack, you will save an average of $220 over the lifetime of the 4 bulbs.
Right. It's a return on investment kind of a thing.
Yeah.
The initial outlay of money is a little bit more than the ones we're used to from way back when, but they pay for themselves in the long run. They really do.
And the quality's gotten so much better. The light, you know, the soft white light that we all like from the incandescents.
The nice thing, too, about the LEDs is I don't think they have the same kind of disposal restrictions that the CFLs do.
Yes,
you
can't
just throw those away.
You are correct.
Yeah. So these light bulbs are available now?
They are.
And
we have a whole
You have at least
full.
One box left. So.
Oh, we have that and more.
Yes. And Jane put a promo out on Facebook. There's information on our website.
We're picking up some posters. People be able to see it.
So, help spread the light.
Yes.
There you go.
And just really quickly then, what are the hours they can pick them up? And just give the address just so they know.
Sure. Oh. We're open from 8 to 4 each day. Sometimes there's only one of us at the office, so we put a sign out that we're open, mm-hmm. but knock, because sometimes the door is locked. If we happen to not be there, then just drop us an email and we'll schedule a time to make sure that someone is there at the office, mm-hmm. And you can come in and pick up your light bulbs. Someone came in yesterday.
Yes.
And yeah, I was just randomly.
Our first giveaway. It was wonderful.
And it was just wonderful. You know, and I said, well, do you want just one box? Or, she said, well, give me a couple of boxes.
Sure.
So, yeah.
We are downtown. I love to tell people we're downtown between the Spiral Brewery and the Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
Very easy to find. Good food, good drink on either side.
Is that the Meyer Building?
Yes.
Inside the Meyer Building. Yep.
Inside the Meyer Building.
Yes.
So you can go get something to eat if you want, or get something
bring your light bulbs to get something to eat.
Show them a, well, yes.
And our downtown business owners have worked so hard this last year to
they've been amazing.
Be open when possible, make things safe, you know, have
they've
good
had
food.
A lot of hurdles to jump over though
they really
too.
Have.
You know?
And they've worked really hard on that.
I would like to commend our Downtown Business Association. I'd like to commend proprietors everywhere in Hastings.
Yes, all over.
Doing what they have to do. Mm-hmm. And also, we got to say something for the community that continues to support them.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Without the customers that make the effort to keep mm-hmm. these businesses going, this would be a ghost town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so important.
Yeah, it really is.
Shop local. Yep.
We have just a couple of minutes left, and I know we've gone over some of the information again, but I always like to give my guests the opportunity at the end of a broadcast to provide contact information. Especially for you guys, if people in the Hastings area have questions, concerns, or if they have a need, how can they get a hold of you?
They can give us a ring at 651-438-3337. Jane's email address, my email address is on our website at unitedwayofhastings.org, or just go ahead and get onto our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Jane has postings out there every week, multiple times, I think, each week.
I try every day.
She is great at that. So, yeah, send us a message through Facebook.
Oh, and we're on Instagram, too.
Instagram.
There you go.
All right. We'll have to add that to our list of favorites. I don't know if Instagram has a list of favorites. I don't really do that a whole lot.
I'm not on Instagram very much. Really I have sad. To admit that.
It's sad to say that I'm old school. I do Facebook.
Right.
That's right.
I would like to thank my guests, Mary Mellick, Executive Director of United Way of Hastings, and Jane Neumiller-Bustad, Director of Helping Kids Succeed, and our special guest, Carolyn Felty. For calling in today. You are tuned to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love.